too dangerous, that person will then go its own, his or her own way and evolve it in their own time. So pain body meets presence, shrinks back, then waits for a better opportunity. But as presence arises, there's even the possibility that you could detect an active pain body in you, even in the midst of it. Even in the midst of it, it is possible to wake up and suddenly realize what's happening. You are acting out old emotional pain. And at that moment, there happens a dissociation between that entire emotional field and yourself. It's like stepping out of a role, out of an energy field. You were in it, and suddenly you step out of that phantom self. You step out, and there you see it. It's still there, active, still in you, still doing what it does. Maybe still you're waving your arms about or whatever it is, and at that moment there may still be words coming out of your mouth. You. And at that moment, you see it. Wow. And then it cannot last very much longer, at least not right there. It doesn't mean it's gone forever. But then it'll quickly shrink again back. Consciousness and pain body cannot coexist for long. And every time you bring presence to it, the pain body cannot renew itself. So it can only play out its old energy. The more you can be present with it, the less can it use you to renew itself. And so what happens then to the pain body? The energy becomes freed that was trapped in there. And many people carry so much pain that they can't do much else in their lives, that absorbs so much of their aliveness that they have little left to live their life. The emotional pain, and this is in the case of dense pain bodies, the emotional pain is so much that it consumes them. It's like a parasite. It consumes them or their aliveness. And as you bring consciousness to it, that trapped energy becomes freed. It was trapped at a low frequency. If you could hear it, something like that. You wouldn't want to listen to a radio station for too long like that. And so that becomes freed, but it is life energy. It is aliveness, ultimately. And there's an increasing sense of aliveness that you feel because the energy leaves its trap in the pain body. I sometimes compare it to a piece of heavy wood that's being burned. So, or coal, the coal is transmuted into fire, the flame of consciousness. First it was dark and heavy substance, and suddenly the dark and heavy substance burns and becomes a flame. It becomes a transmutation into pure energy, beautiful. And that is the beauty of it, why ultimately whatever is fine as it is, or even the human pain body has a function, and that is that it provides fuel for consciousness, the pain. Ultimately, it becomes your spiritual teacher, one of your spiritual teachers, and for some people, their main spiritual teacher. I'd say for me, it was my main spiritual teacher. Because I couldn't live with him any longer. So I couldn't live with myself any longer. And a large part of myself, when that realization came to me as a thought, I cannot live with myself any longer. A large part of who I felt myself to be consisted of emotional pain. And that just became unbearable. And that's why I'm here now. So the mechanism there of ultimately what is ego-induced pain, pain induced through unconscious living, through ego, pain body, egoic living creates pain, suffering. It even needs the continuation of pain, because the ego and the pain body, they both need conflict, they both need further pain. The ego needs it to define itself through the other, the enemy, the not me. It needs the boundary around itself. It needs to create opposition in order to feel itself. It needs somebody to disagree with me, for example, so that I can feel that I'm right. He's wrong. And in being right, the delusion of who I am grows a little bit. So I need that. If everybody agrees with me, I would begin to lose my artificial sense of self, my mind-made sense of self. Often the collective identity that is in certain religions largely consists of the unbelievers, those who are not us, give us our identity. We define ourselves through those unbelievers. They give us our sense of who we are. Now, if they suddenly they all became believers, we would be at a loss. Who are we now? They are all in possession of the truth now, so we lose our identity as the possessors of the truth. If everybody is in possession of the truth, who are we? If we're at peace with everybody, we don't have enemies, who are we? If we don't define ourselves through our enemies, not only collectively, also personally, people define themselves through their problematic life situation. All the problems in their life situation make up my life, me and my life. So that artificially induced sense of self disappears. Pain is not